Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2. I hope you're doing well today. We have a lot to catch up on, and today we're talking all things Philadelphia. Yes, that's right, the city of brotherly love. Many of you might know Philadelphia for their sports teams or for different reputations they have, or maybe even if you're a foodie, you know about Philly cheesesteaks. But there's so much more, so many more complexities to Philadelphia, and I want to talk about that right now. First of all, let me just say this. Philadelphia is a great place and a great option for you to access some of the Northeast Corridor. It is only about a two-hour drive from Philadelphia to New York City. It is not that far from other places as well. And so Philadelphia is a great place, a place that I think you should visit, but you should be aware of certain things to know about Philadelphia. And today I want to bring you some of those information. Now, my first experience with Philadelphia was in the summer of 2005. Yes, many years ago, I worked a camp, a huge camp, in the city of Philadelphia, actually just outside, doing ministry, though, in the city of Philadelphia. And so I've spent some time in the city traveling around. And this past summer, I also got to go and spend a week as the camp pastor there. And so I was able to kind of experience Philadelphia again as well. My wife and I also took a trip up, flew into Atlantic City, which was a cheap flight from Myrtle Beach, and drove over and experienced Philadelphia. So let me just say a couple things. Number one is this. The airport is weird. Sometimes they were doing construction, and it felt almost like we were out of the country landing in this weird airport. It's kind of not great at all. It's kind of dirty, to be honest with you. And the trick, though, is not checking a bag, because if you check a bag at the Philadelphia airport, you end up kind of in a whole nother area of place. And so I just kind of want to talk to you just in general, too. This is a tip that will help you whenever you land at an airport. When you're getting picked up from an airport, so you're not taking public transportation, you're not calling an Uber or something rideshare program like this, and you're getting picked up from someone you know, inevitably, the easiest thing to do is to have them go to the arrivals area. Now, at most airports, this is exactly where most of the cars are. They are arriving to pick up people who are arriving. And so it's a congestion, it's traffic jam. And friends, if you can, have people pick you up on the departure level of most airports, especially if it is a double-decker, which most major airports are, and you can escape some of the traffic. Just a little trick for you. And so if you're getting or you're going to pick up a checked bag or somebody's picking you up, from the arrivals area, especially in Philadelphia, just know it is absolutely chaos sometimes, depending on how busy the flights are and things going on. But if you can get picked up at departures instead, this is a great trick for you to save some time, save some stress, and save some hassle. Now, Philadelphia itself, once you're there, it is a great city, lots of history. So if you like United States history, like other things, it is a great place to go experience some of the historical sites. Plenty of other incredible sites as well, some great food options there, more than just a Philly cheesesteak. So let's talk about this. So if you go downtown, you can walk almost anywhere downtown for the most part, but they offer a bus transportation system that is super affordable, a couple bucks for the day. You can go on and off, kind of this thing, which is very kind of takes you on this loop to see some of the major historical sites. So if you want to explore the entire city and want to do so mostly by foot, park on the outskirts, go in, and then do this, an incredible thing. Because here's the deal. Traffic around Philadelphia is simply a nightmare. It is a nightmare. And when they're doing construction, the last time I was there, a truck had burned down a bridge, and so they had roads closed and detours, and the traffic was a disaster. And so you need to know when you're on the road, when to avoid traffic, and things like that. In fact, most people hate driving through Philadelphia on I-95 because it's always bumper-to-bumper traffic. So if you can get downtown, stay downtown, experience some of these things, and not drive out for the most part, you have an incredible opportunity to see some of these things. Now let's talk about these couple things. Number one is this. This is a city of universities and golf courses. two things that I really, really enjoy, but there's some famous ones that you would know, especially if you know anything about universities. There's incredible universities, incredible prestigious universities. There's small universities, all kinds of offerings, beautiful campuses, beautiful buildings, places for you to go check out. And the same is true about golf courses. There had some incredible U.S. Open golf course tracks there that you might not even know are there. Great opportunities for both of these, and they're everywhere. In fact, I once heard that Philadelphia had the most universities per city, per area in the United States. So they're all over the place. Let's talk about historical sites. They're all over as well. For those of you who know United States history, Philadelphia has played a major role in a lot of who we are and how we've become the country that we are. And so they're all over. But one of the places you must go, a couple of them actually, number one is this Independence Hall. This is where the Declaration of Independence was drafted. This is where the Constitution was signed. It's free to go in. You go through and kind of get a timed entry, and you can get a tour for free. There's all these things. It is awesome to see all of this original woodwork and things happening and be in the room where these things occurred. Man, it is a must-stop if you care anything about United States history. Just up across the road from that is the Liberty Bell. Philadelphia is famous for the Liberty Bell. This is the symbol of freedom. It's been moved a couple times, but this is now located in Independence Hall. They've done a great job of kind of telling the story, almost like in a museum feel. It's free to go in, but then also you can go get your picture with the Liberty Bell. You can stand pretty close, can't touch it, but then you can also just see this incredible beacon of freedom and liberty in our great country. There's also, they have these walking tours, so we took our girls and kind of showed them around different places, and they were able to go hear different stories. One of the places where we went and took them was the Betsy Ross House. This is where the first United States flag was actually sewn, and so you can go there and kind of enjoy that historical tour. The President's House is in Philadelphia. This is where the President lived before the White House. This was George Washington's and John Adams' house. And then there's plenty of museums. There's museums everywhere for you to go in. Some cost money, some are free, but lots of opportunities for you to check out. So if you are an historical person, care about some of these things, and have read about these things, Philadelphia is a must-visit city for you. Then let's talk about a little bit of food. There is a market called the Reading Terminal Market. It's spelled Reading Terminal Market. And there is tons of food options, tons of places for you to grab things. Two of my favorite things, this might surprise and shock a lot of you, I know, but I really think they have some incredible donuts in this market. And then they have the best pretzels I've ever tasted in my life. If you like soft, kind of those soft pretzels, fresh doughy pretzels, this is the place to go. This needs to be a stop for you. But there's also tons of other different kind of culture foods and things you can buy there. It is a must stop, very famous place in Philadelphia for you to go to. We also took our daughters to the zoo. This was America's first zoo. All right, and so it's an incredible opportunity for you to go and just see, and they've done a great job, and there's different walkways over where the tigers can actually walk over you, lots of different options. It's actually pretty accessible. It does cost money, but listen, if you're a zoo member of another place, you can also get reciprocal membership privileges, and so we got half off our entry fee because we are a member at another zoo. Now, the thing that you need to understand is this zoo is pretty much close to downtown. It's not in downtown, but it's close, and parking is always troublesome. In fact, they try to get you for different parking, and what we figured out was if you're going to go around the zoo, there's a back street that we actually parked on for free for several hours and had no issue whatsoever. So just kind of keep that in mind. There's places to park. It just might not be on the main drag. Then you also really need to visit the Museum of Art. This is a great museum, but you don't have to go in it just to see. It's kind of up on the hill. But really the highlight of this place is the backside of the Museum of Art is where the Rocky steps are. That's right. If you're a Rocky fan, a movie buff, this is the scene. In fact, before you go up the steps, right there on the sidewalk is the Rocky statue. People are taking pictures. People are running up the stairs, pretending they're reenacting the movie. It's a great, great, great place for you to see, take pictures, and then from there all the way back to downtown. There's just incredible sights to see, walking areas. And then there's, of course, the Love Statue downtown that you can take pictures. Philadelphia is a great place for you to kind of go and hang out. While we were there as well, there was kind of a Chinese New Year festival going on, Lunar Festival, and they had different opportunities, carousels, things for you to see as well. Now, if you have a vehicle and want to go to the outskirts, you can make your way over to the King of Prussia Mall. This is a city in and of itself, but it's one of the biggest malls in the United States and has tons of shopping and things like that. So maybe you have a rainy day, have some time to kill. Maybe that's where you go, King of Prussia Mall, some opportunities out there. Let's talk about a little bit about the cheesesteaks. Now, the famous conversation about cheesesteaks always comes down to is Geno's, Pat's, fighting on the corners, which one is better. To be honest with you, they're about the same, and I know that that's going to get me in trouble with some people, but there's some other opportunities, so don't just kind of lock into there. There's Sonny's and DeLisandro's. Those are great opportunities, and be willing to try different things. Wit-Wiz, Without Wit, you know, all these things are going to ask you, do you want onions? Do you want cheese? All these different things, and so the cheesesteaks are good, but they're not my favorite. The pretzels, the specific pretzels in Reading Market are my favorite thing to eat when I'm in Philadelphia. Also to mention Philadelphia, they have two different waterfronts, both great places to hang out, have a meal, sit down, relax, have conversation. One waterfront actually has, you'll see people rowing and practicing different rowboats and things like that. Just incredible place to just chill, especially on a warm day when you're downtown enjoying the city. So that's a little quick overview of Philadelphia. There's so much more to tell you. But listen, I just want you to know that you should put Philadelphia on your travel list. You can get there cheap. Different airlines fly there, American Airlines, Frontier Airlines, Spirit Airlines. They all offer flights there. It's a great opportunity for you to get there, to go downtown, and to enjoy the city. You don't have to have a rental car. You can actually just Uber down and enjoy most of that stuff within walking distance or free or that cheap public transportation. So that's what I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you make Philadelphia one of your visits, especially coming up this summer as the weather gets nice up in the Northeast. Make sure you make time to visit the great city of brotherly love. Until next time, have an awesome day.